Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's illustrate how God is all about abundance and that He desires His church to prosper in everything they do. Now, let's join Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George and I are having a Bible study, and Pastor George is teaching it, and it's good on prosperity. Hallelujah.
We're talking about of increase, Gloria. The spirit of increase.
Yes, amen.
The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children.
Isn't that an awesome
That's what
scripture?
Psalm 115 says, and we've been talking also about how it really was God's intent from the very beginning that man increase. And that it is the will of God for us to increase. And on the broadcast today, if you go back to your notes there underneath that sheet, we're going to be talking about God is all about increase. He is all about increase. And what I did, Gloria, I broke down this particular study. Study into several categories. And here's what
this
I did. That's it.
Okay.
And I broke it down. I talked about multiplication, talked about the double, talked about the hundredfold return, talked about 1,000 times more. And I thought we would just go through these scriptures together and feed on this. Just feed on the Word of God about the fact that His kingdom is all about increase. You know, earlier this week, we read a scripture. I'll just read it to you.
Okay.
It's from Isaiah 9:7, and it says, of the increase of His government, there shall be no end. So the government of the kingdom of God is increasing all the time. God's kingdom is never downsizing.
Will always be increasing.
Always be increasing, never downsizing. Mm-hmm. They're never
laying off people.
Never laying off people. This thing is increasing, and we are supposed to increase because we are of the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right.
We are citizens of the kingdom of God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Even on the earth, we are of the kingdom of God, not affected by the economic situations that are around us, but we are so connected to, well, as the scripture says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So God has
somebody might say, George, that's listening, well, I'm not increasing.
Mm.
Well, the increase comes, the blessing manifests as you do what the Bible says.
Right, right.
And as you do things His way.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. So if you start doing things His way, saying what He says, you agree with Him and not what the world says, you'll begin to increase. Mm-hmm. It's a law. It's the law of increase, isn't it?
The law of increase. Seek first the kingdom of God.
That's the law of increase, isn't it?
That's it.
Praise
That's
God.
It. We yeah. seek God first.
Yep.
Seek first the kingdom of God
That's really
and His righteousness. And then it says, and all these things shall be added. Added
now, who
to
but
you.
The Lord could wrap that up in one little
In one
bite.
Statement. So that's what we do. We seek first the kingdom of God, and then we experience the increase of God.
That's right.
Well, He is, as we said before, all about increase. So let's go through some of these.
So in other words, you got to be a citizen.
Yes.
If you went somewhere and there was increase everywhere, but you weren't a citizen, it wouldn't affect
you. You'd have to
be citizens. Yep. You have to be born again to qualify
that's
for
it right
citizenship.
There. That's it. Exactly. That's exactly
oh,
right.
That's good.
That's exactly right.
Tell me what I was writing down. The law of increase.
The law of increase works that way. We were talking about Matthew talking about seek first the kingdom
seek
of God
first.
and His righteousness and
That's
all
the key
these things.
Right there.
all these things shall be added unto you. Yes. That's, God is all about addition. He's all about addition. He's all about multiplication.
It's His idea.
It's His idea.
The blessing's His idea.
Yes, ma'am.
The curse came because of Satan. But God had the blessing, and He sent Jesus to redeem us from the curse. That's how serious He is about blessing us.
That's right. Ooh, that's good. Ooh. Well,
somebody write that down for me.
I think we're getting it right now. First of all, we'll talk about point A, multiplication. And I'll read a scripture, you can read a scripture, Genesis 9:7, and you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein.
There's blessing again.
There it is. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's, God is all about increase. There's nothing in there that says, be fruitless and subtract.
In other words, unless you're under the curse. That's
unless what, you're under the
you
curse.
You have to yeah. get under the curse.
Yeah.
To be devastated.
That's right. You have to get under the curse.
And you have to get under the blessing to increase.
To increase. Oh, Gloria, that's good.
Is that easy to get hold of?
You have to get under the curse.
It's just up to you and me.
To be devastated or to decrease.
And that's what happened in our lives.
You get under the blessing to increase.
We were just poverty stricken. We didn't have anything, no money, not a decent place to live, really, clothes, you know. And we got under the blessing by hearing the word.
I think Granddad had...
Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin.
Didn't Granddad buy you a dress to go to ORU?
Yes, to a meeting up there.
To a meeting up there.
I didn't have anything to wear. He bought me a dress.
Wow.
So it's just that simple. Isn't that amazing? Anybody can prosper.
It is. Listen to this. See, we're talking about God is about increase. And this number two, Leviticus 26:9 in the Amplified. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, Gloria. For I will be leaning toward you.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That's
I will be leaning toward
He's
you with favor and regard for you, rendering you fruitful.
Yes.
Multiplying you and establishing and ratifying my covenant with you.
Boy, is that loaded.
Woohoo! That's a mouthful.
That is Genesis 9:7.
Leviticus 26:9.
And then Leviticus 26:9.
Yeah. I'll be leaning toward you with favor and regard. Towards you. I render you fruitful. That's increase.
Awesome.
I am multiplying you and establishing and ratifying my covenant with you.
Praise
and
God.
Then read that 2 Corinthians 9:10, that number three there.
Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and the increase and increase the fruits of your righteousness. He's telling you here how to get that blessing moving.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise
and
God.
He multiplies our seed sown and increases the fruits of our righteousness.
Now, in our own life, the when we began to hear the Word of God taught by Brother Hagin and Brother Roberts,
right,
and we began to agree with that and take it, we began to increase. He began to increase.
It started then.
Yeah, our fruit.
Wow.
He began to increase. Wow. And that time... Until that time, we'd had debt. We didn't have anything of any value. And we had children, but that was it. And we lived in a little project house with furnished an early Goodwill.
Oh, dear.
And we began to hear the word from Brother Hagin and Oral Roberts.
Yes.
And we believed it, and we acted on it. We just entered right in. We said, hey, we're going there. And
you took that.
We've lacked nothing.
And since that time, you have multiplied. Mm-hmm. You have increased.
Yeah.
That supernatural increase, it's all over. It's all over us here.
That's right.
It really is. So we talked about multiplication. Now, look at point B. We're going to talk about the double.
I like
the double.
That. Okay.
In Isaiah 61:7, it says, for your shame, you shall have double.
Praise
for
God.
Confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double.
No confusion.
Everlasting joy shall be unto them. So God is all about increase. He's all about doubling.
Yeah.
He's all about multiplying.
Yeah.
He's all about increasing us over and above. Over and above. He's all about the too much.
Yeah.
I didn't put that down in my notes there, but
say they've got too much.
There's a scripture in there that talked about
always increasing with him.
Yeah. And there was a scripture in there in Exodus that talks about the offerings were too much. They were saying, stop. You have to stop. It's too much.
They're bringing too much.
It's a God of too much. In Exodus 22:7, if a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If you have had situations in your life that have happened to you where the devil has stolen from you, mm-hmm. you command the double right now. I command double to come in. I command double in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
And call for that sevenfold. You know, we had some work done on our pool and it turned out to be not good at all. Mm-hmm. And we spent a chunk of money on it. And you know, we had some choices to make. We could sue the guy, go through all of that, but the Lord led us not to do that, but rather to just get it done the right way. So we just got the pool done. And now it's right. It's correct. We won't always be in this house. The Lord may have us sell this house. Well, if I sell this house, I want to make sure that everything in it is right. Well, we went ahead and Gloria, we had the money. We had the money to get it fixed the first time. We had the money to fix it the second time. Mm-hmm. And money just keeps pouring in. It just keeps coming in.
Well, you got under the blessing way.
We got under the blessing.
There's a blessing way and there's a curse way.
And we're calling in the double from what was stolen from us in the first place because we are tithers.
That's right.
And I claim tithers' rights.
Blessing. Tithers' rights.
Tithers' rights.
Amen.
Tithers' rights belong to us. And the devourer is rebuked. It's rebuked.
That's right.
Some weeks ago, the microwave in our kitchen went out. It was running, but it wasn't working. The clock was going, but it wasn't working on the inside. Terry kept pulling out the sweet potatoes and was like, this is not hot at all. Well, anyway, it broke. And a little later on that day, it came all over me. I slapped that thing. And I slapped it. And I said, tithers rights in the name of Jesus. We are tithers and our stuff works.
Yes.
It works in
That's
Jesus'
good.
Name.
We've got to remember that phrase, people. Tithers.
Tithers rights.
Rights.
Tithers rights.
I'm a tither. I have rights.
Dr. Mark
My
Barclay's.
My right is to be blessed.
To be
coming
blessed.
Coming in and going out.
Dr. Mark Barclay's granddaughter who drowned in a pool. It was because of her daddy mm-hmm. that stood over her body and declared tithers rights.
I had forgotten.
And that little girl was raised from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
She was raised from the dead. And she later on, the doctors were asking her at the hospital. So they took her to the hospital. And the doctor is waiting outside for the DOA to come in. And they drove and she climbed out and they said, where's the little girl? And the worker was saying, he couldn't talk. I mean, he was crying. It was right there. And so the doctor took her in. They checked her out. He said, how do you feel? And she said, I feel just like Jesus. I've been resurrected from the dead.
Praise God.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that something? Tithers' rights.
Tithers' rights. In Job 42:10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Hebrew says, he added all that had been to Job unto the double.
Praise God.
The double. The double.
The double.
The double. In our kitchen, we have a cabinet where we put the glasses. Have these glasses in there.
Yeah.
And I opened it up one day and there's a sign that Terry put and it was that scripture, we're experiencing the double. And she wrote the double, 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 double. Just a sign put up there. You can put signs all over your house.
That helps you to lay hold.
You stay on top of it. In verse 12, the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. He was blessed. The latter end was better than the beginning.
Praise God. Praise God.
And in Zechariah 9:12, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore the double
Praise
to you.
Where is that? What page is that?
That was the first page at the bottom, Zechariah 9:12.
I think that's okay.
Then there's the 100-fold return. If you go to the second page, we'll find the 100-fold return. Now, the 100-fold return, that was Genesis 26. Isaac sowed in the land. Uh-oh, we're getting too many pages there.
I'm telling you, George, you got notes upon notes.
Let me see, where are we? There it is. There it is right there.
That one.
The 100-fold.
Okay, I got it.
We got double notes going up here. The 100-fold return, Genesis 26, Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year of a famine, of a famine, 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Mm-hmm. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great.
Now that scripture there proves to you that under the blessing, you're not limited to what's happening in the world.
Exactly.
Because your blessing comes from heaven.
Yep.
Not from the earth.
That's right.
From heaven.
Kenneth was preaching about
this. Through the earth, perhaps, but not from the earth.
Brother Copeland was preaching about this recently, and he talked about how Isaac, everything changed because of Isaac. The blessing was on him. It changed. And then when he left, they thought the famine was over, and it wasn't. The blessing left.
The blessing went with him.
And it imploded. Everything imploded. That's why they went back to Isaac and said, please, we need to be in covenant with you because it's obvious that you are marked for blessing. It's obvious that increase is upon you.
Praise God.
So Isaac was one, and he experienced the 100-fold return.
Does it say in the scripture that increase is on you? Is there a scripture that says that?
Increase is on you. I think so. I have to find that one.
Yeah, I'd like to have that.
Increase being on you. I remember many years ago, 1979, Gloria, from Gloria's book that she wrote on God's Will is Prosperity. She said that the Lord ministered to her about this phrase, the 100-fold return is working for me all the time.
All the time. Now,
all the time.
All the time.
It's working.
Amen.
It's working. Yes. The 100-fold return. You need to be saying that because that's part of the increase that the Lord has for you. In Mark 10:28, Peter said to Jesus, we've left all, we've followed you. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, again I say unto you, there is no man that has left houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. So God is all about increase, the 100-fold return. He's all about increase, multiplication. He's all about increase, the double. He's all about increase. And now on point D, Gloria, we have 1,000 times more.
We're
1,000 times more. Deuteronomy 1:11, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you.
Praise God.
Isaiah 60:22, a little one shall become 1,000, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. And you have there before you, Gloria, I want you to pull this out. It's underneath your stack there. But we were talking about 1,000 times more, and 1,000 times more is a sermon that Brother Roberts preached many years ago. I remember when he was teaching along those lines, 1,000 times more, and I shared with Gloria that a pastor friend of mine many years ago had Oral Roberts speak at his church, and Brother Roberts left his notes on the podium. Well, this pastor took them and made a copy for me, and these are the notes, and they are also included in your notes that you can get online or in the product that we're offering. And these notes, these are the notes that Brother Roberts taught about 1,000 times more. And let me read to you from my notes here. These are the highlights of what he preached. These are the highlights. He said, Oral Roberts said, how will God make you 1,000 times more? And he said, you shall possess the land. You shall be the head and not the tail. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God's miracle and healing power will increase. You shall renew your strength like the eagles. You are God's property. As you seed your tithes to God, you shall prove the Lord. He'll pour you out a blessing.
As you do what to your seed?
Prove the Lord.
As you seed
your tithe to God. you shall prove the Lord. He will pour out a blessing. Yeah. He will rebuke the devourer. God will never leave you nor forsake you. You shall call those things that be not as though they were. And so that Thank was, God. This is it right here, the list that Oral, that was the synopsis of what he was teaching.
Praise God.
So Oral taught
now,
that.
When did you hear Brother Roberts preach that?
I heard him preach that. It was probably about 1998 or 1999 because Gloria, Ruth Rooks called me in 1999 and said, Brother Roberts is going through Dallas-Fort Worth. He's living in California.
Yeah.
He'd fly through Dallas-Fort Worth to get to wherever he was going to preach. Gloria, he was traveling alone. And he'd get off his flight in Dallas and he'd get lost. He couldn't find his connecting flight. So she asked
sure,
me.
I'd forgotten all about that.
She said, would you meet Brother Roberts at the gate? This is back when you could, before 2001, 9/11. He said, could you meet Brother Roberts at the gate and transfer him to the
was
next
it
gate?
Your honor to do
oh
that?
Oh my gosh, yes, I did that. The first one I did was New Year's Eve of 1999. And Brother Copeland was speaking at the church that night, but earlier that day, I went and I met Oral Roberts at the gate.
I remember
and
you doing all that.
Well, eventually what we did, we had a meet and greet service that would take us on a cart to the American Airlines executive area. And he and I had a room, a private room. And Gloria, I asked him if I could do this, but for 14 times. Because after that 14 times, he stopped traveling. That was it.
So you were with
And I would sit there. I said, do you mind if I make notes? I had a diary. I kept a diary of what Oral Roberts said to me. Sometimes we would spend an hour or two before the next flight.
Wow.
And at that time, he was preaching about 1,000 times more. The reason I'm saying all that is because that's when he was preaching it. 1,000 times more. And Gloria, the things that he said to me, the things
George,
that he...
what an awesome blessing.
I need to get you those notes.
Yes, please
I think you would enjoy that. And let me read this last one. We have a minute, but this is this last scripture here that I wanted to read. This is our bonus scripture.
Okay.
Ezekiel 16:7 from the Amplified. I've caused you to multiply as the bud which grows in the field, and you increased and became tall, and you came to full maidenhood and beauty. The Hebrew there says, I have made you a million.
Did that mean a million people, right?
Well, he's talking about people, but you know, the Word of God.
You can take it.
You can take it.
You can take it.
So I receive it. Lord, we receive the double. We receive the multiplication. We receive the hundredfold return. We receive 1,000 times more. We receive a million. We receive increase.
Praise God.
The spirit of increase is on us and in us.
And we receive that for us and our partners.
And our partners.
Glory
yes, ma'am.
Increase.
Increase, increase, increase.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Awesome, George.
Amen.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.